Chapter 6. Searching for Brumby Clover Patch. As much as she tried to blend in, Daring Do could not help standing out as she made her way through the town. It wasn't just that she was the only Pegasus in sight, but her style of dress was also completely different from the local ponies of Alto Terre. While Daring wore her usual green-collared adventure shirt and matching pith helmet, they wore decorated sashes, furry boots over their hooves and floppy caps. Truthfully, it was more impractical clothing than one might have imagined a society of mountain ponies to don. It didn't matter, though, because Daring employed the use of disguises whenever she could. They seemed to make every pony feel more at ease with her presence, whatever the mission happened to be. She would put a stop to the sideways glances and whispers she was stirring up with each step closer to the village square. As she scanned the area for signs of Brumby, Daring Do also kept an eye out for a shop in which she might purchase some Alto Terran attire.
"Excuse me, ladies."
Daring Do held a hoof up to a group of chatty ponies crossing in front of her. They stopped and looked at her quizzically, and Daring found herself doing the same back to them once she got a closer look at the company. These ponies, the residents of Alto Terre, all seemed to share another trait that she had never seen before. They were monochromatic. If a pony was yellow, so was her mane and tail, along with the clothes she wore. If a stallion was blue, so was the rest of him. They wore different shades of their given colour, but chose to stick to the one they'd been born with. It was quite the change from the rainbow variations of the ponies back home and throughout most of Equestria, and Daring found it peculiar, to say the least. A purple mare with a rich plum-coloured sash stepped forward to break the stalemate. Her voice was squeaky and high-pitched.
"Did you need something?"
she asked, raising a brow quizzically.
"What?"
replied Daring Do, snapping out of her train of thought about monochromatic coat colour and what it might mean.
"Oh, yes. I was wondering if you might be able to tell me where to find a Mr. Brumby Clover Patch."
At the mention of his name, the mare exchanged a strange look with her friends. A light orange mare standing next to her looked Daring Do up and down and then whispered something in her friend's ear. A few of the others nodded in agreement. The purple one turned back to Daring and simply declared,
"No!"
The group trotted away, turning around every so often to gawk at the golden stranger with the multicoloured grey mane, odd apparel and set of wings. Daring shrugged off the encounter and continued on with her mission. Just because some snooty gang of mountain mares had snubbed her didn't mean that she was any less determined. It had been a long shot that the first pony she'd ask would know where to find Brumby anyway. The mares had behaved oddly, whispering to one another like that. But it could have been just a few innocent comments on the fact that Daring Do was an outsider in the town. The difficulty of the journey to reach Alto Terre must have made it a rare occurrence for a visitor to show up. The winding cobbled lane to the right housed several businesses. A cafe, something called a Hoofenschein, and a shop. The blue swinging sign poking out from a storefront caught Daring's eye immediately. "Mount Monoceros, items of fancy," it read in gold leaf letters. Below the name there was a drawing of a monocle and smaller letters that read, "For fancy ponies." Daring Do was pretty sure that she wasn't the definition of a fancy pony, but took the opportunity to duck into the shop anyway. Perhaps some pony who was going to benefit from her patronage might be more forthcoming with information and point her way toward Clover Patch. A bell rang as she pushed the door open, carefully stepping inside, her dirty hooves loud on the creaky wood flooring. Craning her neck around, Daring Do gathered that she was alone. The shop pony must have popped out for lunch or perhaps fallen asleep somewhere out of boredom. It was the perfect opportunity to creep around and do some exploring without any pony watching. She wasn't sure why, but her heart began to pick up its pace. The shop was stacked to the ceiling with colourful swathes of fabric draped this way and that. Hats of all sizes, along with a few other random items, filled in the gaps, causing the whole thing to look like it was about to topple over at the slightest touch. Up by the register, there was a chest filled with goggles, like the ones Ravenhoof had given her, except these seemed like they were more of a fashion statement than a utility item. But the main wear available was the regional Alto Terran sashes. They came in many different textiles and plenty of styles. Some had tiny bells stitched into the edges, just like the cape of Mooncurve the Cunning, and others were plain and unassuming. They came in velvet and burlap, and some even had pockets. A sign on the wall boasted that the store stocked sashes for every coat colour. Daring noted that ponies made a conscious effort to match their clothes to the colour of their hide, though the reason still escaped her.
"Grey, miss. Looking for something in particular?"
The gruff voice startled her so much that Daring Do almost flew up to the ceiling. She spun around, expecting to see an ancient mare decked out in the shop's commodities, but instead found herself staring into the familiar face of Brumby Cloverpatch himself. Though the burgundy stallion looked a little softer around the edges, he still wore the same mischievous twinkle in his golden eyes and worn top hat on his head. She knew right away that it was him. "Yes, actually," replied Daring Do, hardly believing her luck. She tried to play it cool. "I just found what I came for." She sauntered forward and grabbed a yellow sash to match her coat colour. Daring smiled and threw it down on the counter with a flourish.
"Great,"
Brumby said flatly, then let out a hacking cough.
"Just the sash, then?"
Daring Do leaned forward across the counter. "No, I actually need one other thing as well."
"We also have boots, goggles, and carrots."
He gestured to several large bushels of carrots in a basket nearby.
"Take your pick, kid."
"The thing I need is you, Mr. Cloverpatch."